Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A nativity scene in Indiana does not violate the First Amendment. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom with Holly Mead. Well, Liberty Counsel, we filed our reply brief to the Federal Court of Appeals refuting the opinion of an Indiana federal judge who ruled against this nativity scene at the Jackson County Courthouse. Now, let me just say here, we use the term Jackson County Courthouse, but it's the historic courthouse. It's not used as a courthouse anymore. There is a new courthouse where the actual court proceedings actually occur. This particular place, still called Jackson County Courthouse, is a place for administrative staff. In other words, Holly, people from the public have no business there unless you actually work there. But it's not for the people in the public to come there. Right. The place for the courthouse is in a different place. It's a separate building that is a newer facility.
But traditionally, for many years, they've put this holiday display out in front of the courthouse.
In front of this Jackson County Courthouse.
So you think, oh, why are we talking about Christmas in October? But we need to get a ruling so that they can continue to do that.
Well, oral argument is scheduled for early November, and so pray for this case. This particular case is one in which the lower federal judge ultimately, amazingly, ruled against Jackson County. We represent Jackson County in Indiana. But like you said, Holly, this particular holiday display that includes a nativity has been up for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
Many years.
And it's constitutional. It has the nativity scene. It has Santa Claus. It has carolers. It has reindeer. It has both secular and Christian symbols, so it's constitutional.
Well, and so to begin with, you have to ask yourself the question, does a plaintiff have what's called standing? That's a legal threshold. In other words, has the person who is bringing the lawsuit been injured, and in what way, and can the injury be remedied by successful outcome in the case? Mm-hmm. It's called standing. You have to have standing. So, for example, you may not like something, but that doesn't mean that you can bring a suit against somebody. You may not like how somebody is driving a particular vehicle, but until that vehicle does some damage to you, you don't have a case against
them.
Right.
So I don't understand how the judge can rule in favor of a plaintiff who doesn't even come to that area.
Yeah, in this particular situation, I think this person didn't even know about the nativity scene as part of this until she heard about it in some source from this group that wanted to challenge it.
Sounds like a pawn.
And so then she decided, just so that she could be a plaintiff in the case, she went down to see it. Hmm. Now, just driving by as a voluntary method just to become a plaintiff is impermissible. That doesn't give you standing.
Right.
And there's lots of court cases on that as well. You can't just drive by and have no business transacting anything there. You're not required to be there. And you say, oh, I saw it, and guess what? I'm offended, and therefore you have standing to bring the case. That's a big issue. And so yet the judge ultimately said, well, the person has standing. There is no reason why this person has to be in that location. This is not the actual courthouse where you have to go and transact any business. And so the real initial problem is she granted this plaintiff standing. So we're challenging that. The other problem is she ultimately ruled, well, the Establishment Clause is violated by this nativity being part of the scenery. But Holly, as you mentioned before, this is a holiday display that includes a nativity.
Mm-hmm.
It has other symbols of the holiday. It's lighted only during a short time, during the holiday season, and it's taken away. So it's there temporarily. It includes a nativity, yes, but it also includes animals. It includes a camel. It includes other people. It includes reindeer.
Some carolers.
Some carolers that are there as well, all there within the same purview.
But my goodness, this is about Christmas. Christ, math, Christ's birthday. We should at least have a nativity scene up.
Well, and, you know, to have a holiday display that is specifically removing the nativity really is not neutrality on behalf of the government.
Right.
You know, the government can't establish a religion, but it can't be hostile toward religion either. So to have just a secular holiday display, but ignore what December 25th state and national holidays stand for, they don't stand for just holiday, they stand for Christmas.
Right.
Courts are closed, buildings are closed, and it's called Christmas. And so what here, you have a Supreme Court decision going all the way back to 1984, Lynch versus Donnelly, in which the Supreme Court held that a nativity scene was permissible to display on public property, stating, quote, to forbid the use of this one passive symbol, the creche or the nativity, at the very time people are taking note of the season with Christmas hymns and carols in public schools and other public places, and while the Congress and legislatures open sessions with prayers by paid chaplains, would be a stilted overreaction contrary to our history and to our holdings. If the presence of the creche in this display violates the Establishment Clause, a host of other forms of taking official note of Christmas and other religious heritage are equally offensive to the Constitution. Now, what they're saying is there's no way that having a nativity scene in the midst of this other holiday display is unconstitutional. And in fact, if you have to remove it, you better take a bulldozer and jackhammer to lots of other religious symbols and so forth across the country.
Yeah, we have this great ruling from 1984, but yet it seems like every year we're still fighting for these nativity scenes on government property.
We actually have two cases involving nativity scenes as part of broader holiday displays brought by these individuals who want to just simply erase the history. And the fact is that here's what the clear law is. The government, city council, the county, in this case Jackson County, even the state. So the state, the local government, can have a holiday display that includes the nativity. You can have, put it another way, have a nativity, so long as within the context of the nativity there are other secular symbols of the holiday. The reindeer, this one has a reindeer. Santa Claus, for example. The Christmas tree, secular symbols of the holiday. As long as you have that, it doesn't have to predominate the secular over religious, as long as you have a mixture of both. It's the same for Christmas carols sung by school students that's being conducted by the school itself. I'm not talking about students who are doing it privately. I'll talk about that in a minute. But when the school has a series of songs and they invite the public to it, and you've got the teacher there orchestrating it and leading the students in singing, you can have all the great Christmas Christian hymns, Silent Night, The First Noel, O Come Emmanuel, and all of those, as long as you also include somewhere something like I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, or something of that nature. Now, you can have many more Christian Christmas songs than you have the secular holiday songs, and that's okay too. On the other hand, if it is a private display, say someone is putting up a private display, but it's on public property, perhaps the local city has a band shell that they allow people to do live nativity scenes, and you get a permit to do a live nativity scene, or something other like that. They have a place where they allow the public to put up symbols. Then you don't have to, as a private person, even though it's happening on public property, same thing for a private person who's singing a solo as part of a student program, but it's all student choices, not directed by the teacher. You don't have to include secular aspects because, again, it's not the government, it's not the state. It's a private individual, even though it happens to occur in a public venue or on public property. So that's a very simple process, and that's been the law for many, many years. Pray for this case. Oral argument is coming up on November the 12th at the Court of Appeals. We'll continue to update you on the result of this case, but it and all of our other cases are very critical to defending religious liberty, the sanctity of human life, and the rule of law in marriage and family. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Sign up for our emails and also our newsletters right there at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.